Finn Harps play host to Galway United at Finn Park in another crucial game for the Ballybuffet side. Harps will again be without Danny Morrissey due to a hamstring injury, while there's doubts over Paddy McCourt, Killian Cantwell and Barry Molloy. Harps are 4 points above the relegation zone and 5 points ahead of Galway in the standings, while Shane Keegan's side have also played two more games than Harps. Jeremy Doherty will have live updates on Highland from the 8 o'clock kickoff this evening. Harps boss Ollie Horgan says they can't underestimate Galway tonight.
They gave us a run around in Ballybuffet way back at the start of the season. Even though we got a draw, they probably gave us the biggest run around of any team, and that's including your Corks. They beat us in Galway, and we have a very poor record against them. They have serious players. They have some of the best players in the league, to the credit with Ronan Murray. David Cawley has won a league and is a fabulous player. Lee Grace has developed under Shane Keegan in Wexford and in Galway into one of the top centre-halves in the league. So it'll be hugely, hugely difficult to get anything out of. And, you know, sometimes when expectation is high among the supporters, they underestimate a team just because they're below you. I think Galway are in a false position, to be honest with you. And I don't see them going down, to put it that way to you. And that's the type of quality they'll take on Friday night to Ballybuffet.
Derry City's quest for European football continues this evening. The Candy Stripes are third in the table and can take another step closer to qualification if they beat fourth place Shamrock Rovers at Tala. Derry currently have a 5-point advantage over the Hoops, but the Dublin side do have a game in hand. Derry midfielder Nicky Lowe will miss tonight's game through suspension. Elsewhere, bottom side Drogheda take on the leaders Cork City, Bohemians face Bray, and Dundalk welcome Limerick.